This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
With the boycott of the Academy Awards ceremony growing to protest the consistent whiteness of the nominees, it's important to remember there's also a need for diversity beyond the top celebs, the actors and directors who grab the headlines. There's a new documentary about Hollywood's treatment of the African-Americans who risk their lives performing stunts. Allison Keyes filed this report.
Henry Kenji was stunt driving in that death-defying mountain chase from Furious 7, where the sports cars were battling black Jeeps and a bus.
I just kind of fell into it.
Kenji is also one of the founding members of the Black Stuntmen's Association when it began in 1967.
We would go out and try to create jobs. We had issues with a lot of the white stuntmen that wouldn't talk to us and were quite upset that we were trying to take jobs from them.
Willie Harris is president of the BSA and has horror stories from the past, including black stuntmen having to work without proper safety equipment.
A lot of us got blackballed. A lot of us got threatened phone calls at home.
And there were paint downs where white stuntmen were made up to look like the black actors for whom they were standing in.
I hate to say it, but it's still happening now.
Kim Washington Longino, a black stunt woman who's been in the business since 1981, is talking about a 2014 incident where a white stunt woman was brought in as a double for Jada Pinkett Smith on the TV show Gotham. Warner Brothers issued a statement at the time apologizing for what it called an error.
It makes me angry. It does.
Hollywood should take note. Nielsen reports that African Americans spent more than $100 million on the movie industry in 2013. And UCLA's 2015 Hollywood Diversity Report finds that films with diverse cast had both the highest median global box office receipts and the highest median return on their investments. BSA President Willie Harris says some young people aren't fighting for jobs now the way they did back in the 1960s.
I think they don't want to rock the boat.
But he warns that they must or risk losing the gains the BSA fought so hard to achieve. The Black Stuntmen's Association is a subject of an upcoming documentary called Painted Down. In Washington, D.C., I'm Allison Keyes for Marketplace.